Hey y'all, I'm McKenna and this is Pop Pulse, the heart of music, media, and pop culture. Today, I'm going to talk about artists who are a little mysterious and don't have a huge standing in the social media world, with examples being Frank Ocean and Playboi Carti. After the production of Frank's second album, Blonde, we started to notice that he started going off the grid. I was watching a YouTube video for more information, and the video creator Jezreel made a disclaimer at the beginning of his video saying how the clipping in this YouTube video doesn't really have clips of Frank himself because there's so little of him on the internet.
So before I actually start this video, I just wanted to say that I'm sorry for the lack of videos of Frank in this video. Frank Ocean doesn't really have any videos of him, unfortunately, so.
And before we talk about his disappearance, let's talk about how successful his career really was. In 2012, he released a single off his debut album called Thinking About You, which eventually became a smash hit on social media thanks to Vine. There were many, many memes about this song. His debut album, Channel Orange, was nominated for 6 Grammys and debuted at number 2 on the Billboard 200 charts. In 2017, he was only featured on Tyler, the Creator's Flower Boy album and the ASAP Mob Cozy Tapes album, and came out with 3 singles. So really, features would only be his appearance with anything until 2019. Then, until 2019, in 2020, he came out with singles such as DHL, In My Room, and Cayendo, which were supposedly going to be tracks on his new album. Sadly though, in 2020, his brother died in a car accident, so the anticipated album was canceled, and people were even speculating that Frank was going to quit music forever. Up until recently, Frank was completely absent from the internet, no updates, he removed all of his Instagram posts, and was never heard from again. Until 2023, it was released that Frank Ocean would be headlining Coachella, and this was the first time he had been live in 6 years. But this performance left fans upset because of his delay of personal reasons. He started the show really late and people believed he didn't perform his best. Someone even commented, "If he doesn't want to be in the spotlight anymore, then go already. No need to waste people's time and energy," which I think is an interesting thing to say after his beloved brother had died and he put in enough energy to do a performance in the first place. I think another great example of being mysterious and having a mysterious energy as being an artist, if not number one, Playboi Carti. Even from the beginning of his career, he's kept his profile on the down low. He will post to promote his music, but other than that, we don't really know what he's up to. And if you go on YouTube to search up his past life, we don't know a lot about his whole life.
When you say that you wanted to be something in the arts under maybe fashion, music, or was it maybe something in sports when you were a teen?
It's I just want my name to hold weight, I just want to be respect.
His influence and just how he strategically drops.
Every one of Cardi's peers looks up to him he don't got to drop any music, and yet the fans still literally salivate at every single snippet.
And I've just never seen somebody put in such little effort but reap such major rewards.
Up until 2018, his career resembled that of a typical artist in hip-hop, and he dropped lots of music that made him a star. However, at the height of his fame, he disappeared, he stopped all media appearances, stopped posting on social media, and let the mystery around his actions build. In the subsequent years, he would use his mystery to remain one of the top artists in rap today and harness it to release a new label and create a cult following. In 2019, we noticed that he begins to fade from the eye of the public, making less media appearances and stopped releasing music for a whole year. In late 2019, Carti made several Instagram posts hinting at an album release soon, which would leave fans ultimately disappointed, and 2019 would end without a Carti project. Then, in January of 2020, Carti made his last camera appearance until the next 4 years with a short interview as a hint of what was to come in the future, then releasing a single the same month. once again leaving fans disappointed with no music until the drop of Whole Lotta Red in December of 2020, 2 years after the first initial announcement he would make about coming out with music. Not only that, but fans waited an entire year. It's been 4 years now since Cardi has came out with an album, and we're starting to see the same pattern. Tyler, the Creator, he is way more active on social media, posting life updates every couple of months on the Instagram. Also, Tyler actively does interviews. On a recent interview, he said he's tired of fans being too much.
In LA, it's like, yo, let me get a photo. And I'm like, nah, I'm just eating right now. Nah, please, let me get a photo. Nah, just one. Bro, no. A selfie? And then I'm like, okay, you have to be fucking dumb. Right. A selfie is a photo.
You can't change the word.
I said no 3 times.
A couple weeks ago, that his new album, Chromacopia, is releasing and has come out with a single called Noid, which touches base with this idea of being in an artist's business.
Sometimes these fucking kids, man, these things get on my fucking nerves, bro.
What kids?
All these fucking kids, the internet crazy, bro. These kids hack everything and like listen to the music. They want to know who your sister is and like what you ate for dinner. Like, mind your fucking business. Go the fuck outside and listen to the damn art or the music. Like,
In a recent interview, he makes a great point about art versus the artist. Can we appreciate as fans the art rather than putting it all on the artist? Chapel Roan has also been having fan issues recently since the rise of her fame. Lots of people like to say like, oh, you're an artist, that's part of the job, you have to deal with it. Or do we as fans need to do a better job at rewiring our brains to not romanticize artists? So can we as a new generation appreciate an artist or someone with a big name without being obsessive? Or is this just how life is always going to be for a musician? That's just some food for thought. Thank you for tuning into The Pulse. I'll catch you on the next beat.